This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I went over this a little bit yesterday with some interesting reporting in the New York Post from Miranda Devine on Thomas Crooks, the butler would-be assassin. We just still have a lot of questions about him. And Phil Holloway, Fox News legal analyst, former assistant DA, former police officer with us here on 97.1 FM Talk. Phil, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. I hope you are.
We
Always
are.
Happy to be with you.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well here. We got a nice warm day in St. Louis, and we've had weird weather. I don't know about you guys down in Atlanta, but it's been warm, almost near 80 some days, and then it's in the 30s, so kind of back and forth here at the early start of fall.
Yeah, it's like the whipsaw that's back and forth. It's also the time when everybody starts to get their head colds. It's no wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's talk a little bit here. I find it interesting that you and I and a lot of us have talked for months now, more than a year, about this Thomas Crooks guy in Pennsylvania saying, wait a second, why don't we know more about this? And we had some reporting this week from Miranda Devine that was sourced reporting, anonymous source, that kind of uncovered this amazing digital footprint that apparently we didn't know existed.
Yeah, so here's the thing. This all turns on the credibility, doesn't it, of Miranda Devine's source. Now, I'm not accusing her of having a source that's not credible or anything like that, but the point is, we just don't know. Either the source is mistaken, but look, she appears to have receipts, right? There
yeah.
appears to be
no,
some
I agree.
Actual corroboration to this. So let's assume that the source is above board and being truthful about all this and it's accurate. Then the real disturbing question is, was the FBI hiding this from us, or did they just not know? Are they incompetent, or are they being disingenuous? You know, that's really the choice that we're left with if you assume the information is accurate, which it does on its face appear to be. So it's very troubling. You know, this is one of those things. You've got a attempted assassination on a former president, then candidate, who, of course, now is the president again. And we have a vacuum of information. There's literally like been nothing out of the investigative authorities, Secret Service, FBI, whoever, to give us any information to explain why this national leader of the United States nearly lost his life, and obviously others did.
And Phil, as you know, with the reporting that Miranda had in the source, it's very detailed. And what's weird is, I mean, this narrative is all over the board, because it looks like, if you believe this, that he has comments when he was pretty young, like 15, 16 years old, and he was becoming violent, but he was pro-Trump at the time. And then something happened where he turned, and then, you know, it gets a little crazy very, very quickly. I don't know if it was COVID. I don't know what else, you know, it could have been at that time. But clearly he shifts in a different direction completely. And he looks like he's kind of shopping for support for an assassination.
You know, this is a very dark and troubling question. What was it that made him pivot and do basically a 180 at that age? You know, I think it's certainly COVID took its toll on all people, really. I mean, as far as our mental health goes, but certainly that particular age group was hit really, really hard. And, you know, look, this is the time when a lot of kids got put on SSRIs. They might be spending more time online. They might be exposing themselves to other influences. Something happened to cause this kid apparently to switch ideological beliefs to the point where he's, you know, developing a furry fetish, if you believe the reporting.
Right.
And all the things that go along with that, because there certainly is a common denominator here between this sort of assassination culture and the furry fetish and all the things attendant to that sort of lifestyle, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really troubling. And I don't know if we're going to figure this out completely in our lifetime, but there's something that causes these young people to just, you know, flip and turn into assassins, like we saw, unfortunately, with Charlie Kirk as well.
This is very bizarre. One thing that's strange to me, so Senator Ron Johnson up in Wisconsin, I know Ron a little bit from my days. Well, actually, he was after I left Milwaukee, but I got to know him because he got involved in one of our races here. But he said that he had tried to obtain information from the FBI over the summer, and he was forced to issue a subpoena. So let's go back to the FBI, because the behavior there is weird. And here's something else that's weird. Why wouldn't, I'm not saying anything conspiratorial here, but why wouldn't the president put a little bit more pressure on? Carolyn Leavitt has said some things, but why wouldn't the president himself say, hey, you know, we've got some weird stuff around this kid. Why can't we get to the bottom of it and see what the truth is?
Well, you know, look, I'm very good at speculating. It's one of my strong suits. But if I had to speculate, I believe that the president, being the victim or one of the victims in the case, he knows what happened. He knows what the FBI knows. He knows all the details. Since he's a victim, and also because he's the chief executive, he knows. Now, you would hope that if they're not released, there's some type of a good reason for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
People, somebody needs to tell us either we knew about Crook, didn't tell you because XYZ reason, or no, this was news to us. We need some information. We can't just have this vacuum of information, because guess where conspiracy theories are born?
Born
in an information vacuum. And so that's where we are. And somebody in the administration needs to go ahead and direct the FBI and the Secret Service and any other agencies to just come forward. Tell us what they know. Tell us what happened. There's nobody to be prosecuted. You don't have to worry about anybody's rights being violated by releasing the evidence. Spill the beans. Tell us what happened.
Phil Holloway is with us this afternoon. Let me ask you this question. As you know, we haven't spoken since Mamdani won a couple of weeks ago, and obviously the writing was on the wall. That was no surprise. We've heard some things, no surprise here either, Phil, that cops are maybe going to leave like crazy, that you have departments all over the country that are recruiting New York City cops, ICE is saying, hey, join us. I mean, this bleak situation, And I love New York City. I've been to Manhattan many times, but they're going to get what they deserve here with Mamdani, and it could become really, really dangerous if they're not careful.
So I was having lunch the other day with a police, let's just say a police manager who I'm close with, and we kind of talked about this. And agencies here in the Atlanta area where I am, they're actively recruiting NYPD officers, and they're getting lots of applications. They're getting lots of folks coming from New York and the surrounding areas. Maybe they're not NYPD. Maybe they're from another law enforcement agency in the area, but they are getting, we're getting applications here. Georgia is still more or less a red state. Certainly places like Florida are appealing as well. And of course, other states, but the fact of the matter is NYPD is in deep trouble. We saw the head of the fire department. It's already left. We're going to see the roles and the ranks in that department are going to be decimated. They're going to be in really, really bad shape. And I don't know what the answer is other than New York voted for it. They're going to have to live with it, apparently.
That's right. Hey, on Fox this morning, I saw a story about this cheerleader who died on the Carnival Horizon cruise ship. Well, what's going on with that?
All right. So that's Anna Kettner. That's one of the things we're talking about today and tomorrow on our show, MK True Crime. Check it out over on YouTube and, of course, everywhere you get your podcast. But this 18-year-old cheerleader, Anna Kettner, okay, she was a Florida teen. She was, now it's being reported that she was found dead in her cabin on November 7th while on a six-day Caribbean cruise with her family on the Carnival Horizon. And the reporting, darkly, is that a maid found her wrapped in a blanket and stuffed under a bed and, I think, covered with life jacket. So the whole thing is a mystery. There's someone that went on X claiming to be the uncle who said that she was allegedly killed by a stepbrother. We don't know if that's corroborated or not, but at least we know that claim was out there. And that's now since been taken down. But some of the details that were mentioned in that post on X have now been apparently confirmed by the Daily Mail and other media outlets. So, you know, there's a vacuum of information here, too, because once again, we have the FBI. There's already been an autopsy. We know how she died, or they do, but they've not had a press conference. They've not done anything to explain to the public what's going on here in this case. And honestly, you know, I don't know why. I don't know why they would not at least do some kind of a press conference to say what they know, because the post-mortem examination has already been complete. They know a lot more, but they're just being so tight-lipped that, once again, we've got conspiracy theories already bubbling up.
Exactly. To your point, we just made that point a few minutes ago. And by the way, MK True Crime is the great series that Phil does with Megyn Kelly that started a few months back. Awesome. We got to check that out. Thank you so much for jumping on here. Have a great Thanksgiving. I probably won't speak with you before then. Phil, it's always great to have you on.
Thanks, brother.
All right, too. Happy take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.